My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you call someone a rat, it's usually not in a complimentary way. As well as a description of the actual animal, rat can mean sneaky and dirty. So is this a linguistic injustice? The animal rights group PETA have written to the Cambridge Dictionary asking them to change the definition of rat. Jennifer White is senior manager with PETA. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Now, just so the listeners are up to kind of speed on this, obviously in the dictionary, there's that one and two definition that they have. And the first one is a small rodent larger than a mouse that has a long tail and is considered to be harmful. The second one is in reference to a human, and it kind of more or less means an unpleasant person who deceives others or is not loyal. So is it both of those definitions you have a problem with?
No, it's very much the latter definition. And look, we know at first glance this might sound a bit left field, but as it stands, the Cambridge Dictionary is associating rats with deceitful behaviour and disloyalty, which we know is totally inaccurate because rats are actually highly social, empathetic animals. So that's why we are asking them to remove this dated, unfair and, you know, inaccurate perception of rats. And, you know, not only does this matter for the sake of accuracy, but because we know that the way we speak about animals impacts the way that we act towards them. So if we simply stop perpetuating these negative and untrue stereotypes about them, then it can help us treat them more respectfully. So surely we can all agree that that is a good thing.
Yeah, I imagine the Cambridge Dictionary isn't the only dictionary that carries, you know, the human equivalent definition as well. I would imagine they all do to some extent or another.
Well, of course, but, you know, we've got to start somewhere.
Sure.
And right now, many people think nothing about poisoning rats. And of course, millions of rats are also subjected to horrific experiments in laboratories. You know, so that is the foundation of this request. We need to stop perpetuating these negative stereotypes about rats. And in turn, we might start treating them with a bit more kindness.
Yeah. Though is it the job of a dictionary to engineer our use of language? Surely the job of a dictionary is to describe language as it is used, rather than, you know, kind of judge it.
Well, the idea that the language we use to describe animals can affect how we treat them is backed up by the Journal of Animal Ethics and other scientific research. You know, for example, you might call someone a pig if you think that they are dirty or stupid or lazy, but pigs are clean animals and they're just as intelligent as dogs. So imagine if instead we referred to humans who are, you know, incredibly intelligent with high IQs as being as smart as a pig. You know, would we then think twice about eating a bacon sandwich? Probably yes. You know, so that's why our language towards other animals really does matter. And what better place to start than with the Cambridge Dictionary?
The thing is, though, if you're running a restaurant and there's a rat there, you're not gonna go, wow, what a nice, lovely social animal. You'll completely freak out. And, you know, vitals disease, and they do tend to go to the toilet in water supplies and stuff like that. You know, they can be a danger to human health.
Well, mice and rats are actually fastidiously clean animals, and they groom themselves several times a day and are less likely than dogs or cats actually to transmit parasites and viruses. But look, we're not encouraging people to go out and, you know, cuddle rats. We're simply highlighting why this negative perception of them is unfair and has consequences. And, you know, there are so many humane measures that we can take to prevent rat infestations as well. And people would be so much more inclined to choose the humane option if they thought more highly of of these animals, and what better way to think more highly of them than speaking about them accurately and, you know, talking about all the wonderful characteristics that they have, like their loyalty and how social they are and how intelligent they are.
Yeah, they, when you do something, I mean, and by your own description, it's slightly out of left field. But in doing something like this, and, you know, the, and this is probably the Daily Mail headline, now woke scientists want to change the definition of rat in the dictionary. Doesn't it just kind of bolster the idea to a certain portion of the population are even more now firmly entrenched that this is just all woke madness, rather than perhaps trying some different method to try and convince them otherwise?
Well, look, we know that rats are incredibly smart and good natured. You know, some rats even giggle when they're
I know, Jennifer, that wasn't, you're answering a completely different question, not the one I asked you. The one I asked you is that, isn't this counterproductive? You're making the situation worse.
You're a journalist. A journalist. You understand that words have power.
Sure.
And if certain language promotes or trivializes cruelty to animals, then why wouldn't we stop using it? You know, there are so many words and phrases that were used 50 years ago that most people would not dream of using today because we understand how harmful and hurtful they are. So as we come to learn more and more about animals, about their personalities, their emotions, their ability to feel pain and suffer, why would we not also start using more accurate and respectful language towards them?
Yeah, my question, though, again, is that, is this perhaps a bit counterproductive? Because you're trying to get a dictionary to change its definition of words, and to a certain constituency, that might look kind of a bit creepy, a bit Orwellian, that you're not allowed to use these words now, rather than perhaps some other strategy where you spread more information about the nature of rats and perhaps change attitudes that way.
No one's calling for the cancellation of the word rat. We're simply saying don't use the names of animals as insults, because this is toxic language. You know, when we're talking about, if you call someone a rat or you smell a rat in the room, you know, that implies that someone is being deceitful. And that allows us to trivialize cruelty to animals, which is why rats are so often poisoned and trapped and killed. So all we're simply doing is asking for a small change in language, which is always evolving, just encouraging people to show kindness to these animals. It's a very simple request.
Jennifer, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Jennifer White, their senior manager with PETA. A few comments on that, quite a few comments on that, I'm afraid. This is insane. That part of the definition pertains to humans who are called rat. We're not actually insulting rats. Well, I mean, her argument is that because we might view rats negatively, if you call a human a rat, then you're perpetuating the negative view of rats. Did you know you can tickle rats, says Stephen? They will laugh audibly. Don't ask me how I found that out. It was research. There was research on this that did find out if you tickle rats. No. At the same time, this was probably research carried out in a laboratory, the sort of research that Peter wouldn't approve of. It's not for the Cambridge Dictionary to tell people how to use a word, says Carol. It works the other way around. They just chronicle how it is used. Someone else says it pays to be cute in this world. It certainly does. I recently picked up an order for a customer. Bird feed for the cute birds and poison for the rats. English dictionaries do not prescribe the meanings of words. They merely report what the word currently means in spoken language. To change the definition of a word, you would have to persuade every English speaker to change it, says Leo. And somebody else says, rats are awesome. I have a family around my compost heap. Just more wildlife. Every now and again, one pops up in the windowsill. Great to have an opportunity to see them up close. Can they get out of control and cause problems that need action to be taken? Of course. And as usual, because of the conditions, lazy, selfish humans create. How about prevention ahead of cure? Are they native? No. Just like pheasants and hedgehogs, which were introduced way back, says Jennifer for president. Somebody asked, what about the weasel? Probably that may well be the next campaign they embark on. And Tony says, Peter at it again, free publicity by coming up with another daft suggestion to get their 5 minutes of fame. Surely they could do something constructive rather than this drivel. Rats carry too many diseases to mention. Please give us a break, says Tony. OK, Tony, fair enough. We won't mention it again. Well, maybe we will over the next hour and a half or so. But that was the point I was putting toward that when they make suggestions like this, that, you know, many people would have the reaction you've had, that it's all a bit daft. And then they might think Peter's all a bit daft. And everything Peter says is all a bit daft.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.